talk about death by a thousand cuts, I mean, the hospitality industry has faced international tourism being cancelled, interstate tourism being cancelled, us now being told that we can't travel around the state, now being told we've got to stay locally within our own homes. We were told on Monday that we had to shut all of our on-premise activities. Our accommodation is limited just to rooms. We can't offer food and beverage services. We had already limited operations that were left, and for a lot of our pubs, taverns, hotels in country areas, the bottle shop was the last thing that was keeping people employed and these businesses alive, and in particular, providing a service to the local community. And now we've had this today from the police commissioner. It's a very, very challenging time for everyone. We need to ensure that the public are provided with core services, and not everyone drinks, and that's fine. They don't have to buy. Some people do, and they don't want to have to go out regularly shopping and going and exposing themselves in public places on an ongoing basis. And if a couple, has a glass of wine or a few beers every few days or whatever, but they're choosing, if we get to a stage where there's a total lockdown like there is in New Zealand from tonight, mm-hmm. and people don't want to have to go out all the time, they want to be able to shop, get what they want, put it in storage, well, that stops as of now because of these limits that have been put in place. There wasn't, of course, any consultation with us to provide us with the opportunity of giving police some sort of expert advice on how to best manage this. It was all done arbitrarily.
Do you think the motivation for it is, Bradley? Because I know you and your industry has had to deal with a lot in the last week, and few things blindside you. I think you could see what was coming when it came to pubs and restaurants being closed because of those issues over people and numbers of people getting together. This has blindsided you. What do you think the motivation is? And I also know that you've had a history too of not always agreeing with decisions made by police when it comes to our access to alcohol. Why do you think it was announced?
Well, funny enough, this is the same agenda that they've been pushing throughout the state and other regions as well. Kalgoorlie, the Northwest, Pilbara, the Kimberley. This is exactly the restrictions they wanted the community in those areas. And funny enough, they've now had the opportunity to bring it in. I think that it's very strange that on Monday we're being told by government there are no restrictions being considered. Police commissioner was on the TV saying, nope, there will not be any restrictions unless there is an overwhelming need and there is community behaviour that requires it. Well, we've not seen that happen, okay? But at the end of the day, Jeff, we will work with this. We will work in this difficult time to ensure that the compliance that's, and the orders that are issued under the emergency powers are adhered to. But those emergency powers will not go on forever. And I think if anyone within WA Health or the police force think that this is going to be something that they can permanently put in place, they're going to be very wrong.
What do you think it's going to do to those who since Monday have been trying to work out how they're going to survive here? And I'll cite some examples, of course. You know, I live down in Fremantle and I drive through Fremantle and I see that every pub is shut and I see that there's a light on in the kitchen because some of those pub kitchens are serving takeaway meals, hoping you'll take a bottle with you. I think one of the ones I go to is if you spend $25, you can have a roll of toilet paper as well. They are doing what they can to hang on, but the reality is it is getting tougher and tougher. Describe how this week has panned out for the industry so far.
Jeff, last week we had 50,000 people working in the industry. We've probably lost around 30,000 to 35,000 jobs just in the last couple of days. Within the bottle shops, the takeaway areas where hotels, pubs, taverns are trying to maintain takeaway food services, even if it's just coffee or meals, there's still thousands of jobs that are surviving in that sense. So some of these actions, what we're seeing now, and there's some activity going on in the country areas of WA that are really quite concerning, that these are not based on law, these are the interpretation that certain police are taking on how they can even further restrict. They're telling us at this stage, Jeff, that we can't even with takeaway food or liquor have someone walk onto the premises to actually pick this up. We've got to meet them outside of the premises. We've got to have an online or a telephone ordering system, and we've got to meet them in a car park and provide the service so that they don't walk onto the licensed premises, because they're interpreting it as the restricted area is the geographic space of where the hotel property is. And this is just being done to make life even harder and more difficult for small business families in this state. And it's disgusting, and I'm appalled by it. And we've called on the government to fix this. The police are not interested in supporting us at this point in time. And it's going to get to the point where, when all of this is over and done with, we're going to have some special investigations as to the decisions that we've been made here. Because from what I can see at this point in time, there are some deliberate actions here that are being done to damage our industry. And it's getting to the point where one would normally say, okay, yep, health and safety, that's fine. But where they're telling businesses that they can't offer these takeaway services because they don't want someone physically walking onto the property because of some obscure interpretation of law, and it's making it impossible for that country pub to even offer those takeaway services, that's just a pure act of trying to destroy a business.
Bradley, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, Jeff.